personal anecdotes, scientific research, and helpful therapeutic advice. Get your copy today at Amazon.com.
If I traded it all, if I gave it
all. So welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited because today happens to be International Girlfriend Day. And we had just heard Deborah Olson's ad, and we now have her on the phone with me. She's calling in from another state. She has not only been on my show many, 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 many times, she's also now what I would call my friend. Welcome to the show, Deborah. You are the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and why today was important for you to be on the show.
Thank you, Carol, and happy Girlfriends Day.
Yay!
Yes, so, well, today is a very special day, as you just mentioned. It's the day that we observe what it means to be in a relationship with a girlfriend, with a gal pal. And so what we do today is really push the pause button, and we stop and reflect a little bit on the power of these female connections, what they do for us, for our health, for our emotional health, our physical health, our spiritual health, and also just how they help us to live our longest, healthiest, happiest life. And my book is all about those things. So today, I think, is the perfect day for me to come on your show, since you are my girlfriend, and we really have talked so many times in the past about the merits of friendship. Today is the day that we really do celebrate those friendships and connections, but we also celebrate how they're such a vital part of our health, our actual health.
Right. Now, your book, The Healing Power of Girlfriends. We're going to open up the audience for everyone. Guys, that ain't for you, okay? But here's the thing, though. It is, maybe you know somebody, and, you know, maybe you have somebody that you know in your life that's got a really close girlfriend. Maybe somebody in the last couple of years that has, she's not around anymore. They're still friends for years, or they haven't talked for a long time. This book is great for anyone that could really understand what it means. And us girls, we just totally understand the word girlfriend and what it means. And they're also great for you if you're having like a book club or something like that, because you can actually do some Zoom with that. Let's tell everybody about that.
Right. So at the end of every chapter are discussion questions, and they're quite deep. They are thought-provoking. They make people really stop and examine their friendships and the dynamics at play. And I did that on purpose so that the book would lend itself to different types of Bible studies or book clubs or just girlfriend groups that get together and critique a book. So it's really been designed with that in mind, and I've had a lot of people throughout the U.S., different states, who have called me to Zoom with them at their book club because they want to ask me some questions, or they want to get into the nitty-gritty of maybe a couple of those discussion questions, and they want me to help them dive deep into that. So, yes, this book is a great little tool, and it's perfect for any kind of a book club.
Now, you can call in here. We've got everyone getting entered in to win her book. The number here is 602-277-5369, and toll-free it's 1-866-536-1100. The book is fabulous because it's more, you know, it's a little, tell them about you, your background. You know, we have a little bit more time today, so I'd like you to do that, because the book, you know, having girlfriends can be very psychological.
Yes, indeed it can, Carol. Well, my background is I went into nursing as my first career. I'm an RN. I worked in women's health, which was GYN, labor and delivery, obstetrics, you know, full gamut, postpartum, everything. And then my second career has been pursuing degrees in psychology. So I went back to school as an adult, as a mommy with little ones, and I got a degree in psychology, first a bachelor's, and then a clinical master's degree. And then I had to do my 3,000-hour in Texas, that's what it is, 3,000 hours of an internship under a supervised psychologist, and then you have your own practice after that point, take your state exam and everything. So I've been in practice now. I've been seeing women and working with clients for 2 decades. And during that time, I have also gotten advanced certification as a women's emotional health specialist. And what that does is gives me extra, I would say, tools in my toolbox, extra education, extra background to know how to really work with women who are going through all different kinds of things. So we go through girlfriend crises for sure, but also we go through divorces. We go through transition times where we lose a job, change jobs, we become an empty nester or whatever it is. And so I've partnered with women through the years, counseled with them during these life events that they have walked through. And my practice specializes in women's emotional health here in Houston.
And you wrote this book and because people don't understand what it means to have special type of relationship like having one of a girlfriend.
Right. Right. There's a lot of people that just don't understand. Maybe they've never had that perfect girlfriend that they could confide in, pour their heart out to. There's a lot of people out there who've come to me and said, how do I make a really good relationship, a really good girlfriend relationship? How do I find those people? Where are they? I don't feel I have that network right now. So can you tell me some ways to find those wonderful women? I know they're out there. I just don't know how to find them. So I will make suggestions. We'll work out a plan and we'll help them find some new friendships. And the book talks all about that and gives you tools that are hands-on tools of ways to really find those special women that will be your bestie.
Well, your website, to go check her out, is Deborah-Olson.com. You can call in here and get yourself one of these books. Everyone's getting entered into win. It's The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. And, you know, on each end of each chapter, when you say that you go deep, why do you feel it's so important to do that, to go so deep on when you're talking about a subject like girlfriends?
Well, I think, Carol, the whole idea with that when I wrote the book was to really make people examine, put their friendships under a microscope and really look at, am I getting the most out of this friendship that I'm in with whoever? And is it feeding my soul or is it really becoming such a problem for me that I spend almost every waking hour fixated on all the problems that it's creating in my life, whether it's competition or she's being toxic and you can't trust her. People suffer in relationships, and they often get so caught up in just going about their day-to-day routines and schedules, they don't stop and really examine, why am I struggling with this friendship? What's really going on here? What's at play? So the questions really were designed to make women stop and reflect in a deep kind of way on their different girlfriend relationships and to get a lot of the background for how those questions came about in the first place. I want to tell you that I designed a friendship questionnaire that I send out to women all over the United States. I got about 200 of them back, and I sent them to states from coast to coast to get a real good diverse demographic. And the women that filled those out and sent those back to me, I looked at the trends of their answers. What were the trends? So, for instance, a question on the questionnaire was, what do you think you bring to the friendship table? In other words, what do you have as a special gift that when you come to the friendship table, that gift comes with you and the person that you're having a friendship with will benefit from that special gift, whatever that gift is, grace. Or maybe you're a really good listener, which is a very, very good skill that women have to hone and develop. It's a really sought-after skill. Another thing people said in those questionnaires when I got them back, I need a friend to listen to me. Mm-hmm. All some of these people want to do is talk about themselves, and that's human. That's what we do. We like to talk and share about ourselves, but really, what's really valuable in a friendship is to be a really skilled listener.
Absolutely. We've got our lines open here for everyone to get entered in to win The Healing Power of Girlfriends, and it is girlfriend. Is it the month or just the day?
It's the day today.
Today is the day, and it's International Girlfriend Day, and we've got our lines open here. Maybe you want to give your girlfriend this book, or you want to have it for yourself, or actually, if you're even having a book club, it's wonderful for that, because now Deborah can just Zoom with you guys, and she can actually be a part of it from anywhere. So it's The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. For people now, we're kind of getting a little bit out away from, like, in the last couple of years, everybody was more sort of, I think, isolated, and that was really hard for them. But I think a lot of people, when that happened, it was out of sight and out of mind, right? So what would be, real quickly before we go to a break, one of your tips for people might not have girlfriends right now who have lost friends?
Yes, so I think, really, and I have a great little story to share with you about that exact point, but maybe we can do it right after
the break. We'll do it after the break, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great little story to highlight that. I think just real quick, what people can do right now as we're coming out of the pandemic, we're trying to reconnect, and maybe we have lost some friends due to we haven't been in connection with people, or they moved away because they lost their job during the pandemic. So we are in the mode right now of reconnection, and what I am trying to do myself, so I'm asking people to do something I really do also, is make a deliberate effort to really reach out to somebody you haven't talked to since maybe before the pandemic or in the early pandemic days. Make it a point, make a to-do list, put that person's name on a list and say, every week I'm going to reach out to one friend that I haven't talked to in 2 years.
We're going to go to a break. Perfect. And when we come back, we're going to talk further.
Knowing every client is different, Anna von Strassenberg, CPA, PLLC, prides herself by offering ethical, accurate, and professional guidance when it comes to accounting, tax, and consulting services like tax return preparation, tax projections, proactive tax planning, IRS representation, QuickBooks, ProAdvisors, and more. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, call 480-964-4030. That's 480-964-4030. Services available year-round, ArizonaCPAs.com.
If you are turning 65, you'll want to hear about this. New to Arizona, the MSA Medicare Medical Savings Account is here. Zero premiums, choose any doctor or hospital, no networks, and Medicare funds your savings account each year. You decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. For a free consultation, call 480-825-4644. That's 480-825-4644. Visit msa-medicare.com.
CBS News, every 30 minutes, 24/7, 365, exclusively on 1100 KFNX.
CBS News. Governor Andy Beshear says 35 people have died in floods in Kentucky, and recovery efforts around the state have been tough. Like many, Reed Miller's home is in bad shape.
Everybody got out. Nobody got hurt. That's a material thing. That can be replaced. A life can't, you know? That's the way you got to look at it.
Some much-needed grain has set sail from Ukraine, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
It should arrive at the inspection location in Turkish territorial waters tomorrow, 2 August. Following inspection, it will proceed to its final destination in Tripoli, Lebanon.
Russia. Course for months. And still no word on whether House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be visiting Taiwan this week. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Nothing about this potential visit, which, oh, by the way, has precedent, would change the status quo. And the world should reject any PRC effort to use it to do so.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Arizona News Radio, a pedestrian was hit by several vehicles on I-40.
Troopers received a report of a male subject walking westbound in the number one lane of Interstate 40. This is milepost 318, roughly near the Petrified Forest.
Mark Graves with DPS says they have no idea where the person was on the highway on foot. Three people killed when a car went left of center on Route 66 north of Kingman and hit another car head-on. Dead are both drivers and the passenger with the at-fault vehicle. 10 residents of an assisted living home in Tucson had to be evacuated due to flooding. Rural Metro Assistant Fire Chief Jay Carlick says they were called to the 4200 block of East Havasu Road around 7:15 last night.
About 3 feet of water, 3 to 4 feet of water inside the home. It was not rushing in. Crews were able to get in there.
All were taken to Tucson area facilities. At least two Arizona congressmen, Raul Grijalva and Tom O'Halloran, disagree with former President Trump, who thinks the prisoner swap with Russia to secure Brittany Griner's freedom is a bad idea. Connie Weber, Arizona News Radio.
I'm Frank Miller for Ron and Sana. Well, today's trend watching. Stocks ended July on a strong note, with Wall Street putting in its best month of the year so far, as investors mostly shrugged off inflation. However, inflation does remain a hot-button issue amid record-high prices and as the midterm elections approach. On Capitol Hill, a new bill is in the works to curb inflation. Democrats say that the Inflation Reduction Act would take pressure off the U.S. economy and wouldn't raise taxes for Americans, while also closing a loophole for companies worth over $1 billion that would require them to pay a minimum 15% corporate tax. On the other side of the aisle, though, Republicans are saying that the bill would indeed raise taxes by over $17 billion in the first year alone. That's even despite Democrat claims that only corporate companies would be impacted. Meanwhile, a top Fed official is calling current inflation readings concerning. Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank President Neel Kashkari said on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend that inflation is worse than expected and that it's spread throughout the entire U.S. economy.
This is meteorologist Jim Inaldi from the KFNX Weather Center. Sunny days and seasonable temperatures as we start the new work week. The KFNX Metro Phoenix forecast this afternoon is going to be sunny with a high of 102. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low 84. Tuesday, sunny, high 104. Sunny Wednesday, high 106. Thursday, sunshine, can't rule out a thunderstorm, but high 104. This is meteorologist Jim Inaldi from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 99 degrees.
Wow, everybody wants greater health, wealth, and happiness. We at Hypnotic One help everyone achieve that by eliminating your negative, unwanted, outdated habits and addictions in 1 to 7 days and include a lifetime warranty. Now's the time to take control or eliminate drug, alcohol, smoking, weight gain, stress, and depression. We at Hypnotic One make changing fast, fun. Call now, 602-547-0446. For a free one-hour consultation and motivational CD, it is priceless and life-changing.
Networking Arizona is sponsored by VJuve, helping everyone end their incontinence for good. Visit StopThePee.com. Networking Arizona is also brought to you by Flash Forward Sites. The proof is in your numbers. Learn more at FlashForwardSites.com.
If I trade it in all.
So welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Deborah Olson. She is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Before the break, I should say, I had asked you a little bit about giving your one little tip that you might have for people who might have not, don't have a girlfriend right now or lost a good friend. You said you had a story a little bit about it. We have our lines open here for everyone to get entered in to win her book. It is The Healing Power of Girlfriends. And you can call in here at 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Maybe it's for you. Maybe it's for a friend. It is International Girlfriend Day. You can also use it for a book club. It's great for that because she could zoom in and be a part of it, which is really fun. So call in here, 602-277-5369. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Go ahead and tell everybody your story about that.
Yes, a great little story. So in June, my husband and I always go to our timeshare in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And we were there in June last month and had, I guess it's, now we're August, so month before last. And we just had this wonderful, wonderful chat with a brand new couple that we met there. They're similar to us in age, and they actually live in California. And we met them for the first time there. They were also at their timeshare. And we started sharing stories about life and family and work and everything. And I told them about my book, and she was very excited. And this lady wants to read the book. She tells me, so where can she get it? And I told her, and she said, I'm gonna get this book. It sounds fabulous. Well, a couple days ago, I heard from her, and she just finished the book. She also bought a book for her girlfriend, somebody that she had not been with for quite a while. They just reconnected. It was a belated birthday for her friend. They went to the spa. They had a spa day, and then she gave her my book as part of the package for the day, the spa package and the book. And she told me that it was just heartwarming to be able to have this time with her old girlfriend. They're friends from many, many years ago, but they hadn't reconnected for a while. And she said, your book really spoke to me, and it really highlighted for me the importance of these long friendships that we have and reconnecting again. And it was just a powerful, heartwarming story that she shared with me about what my message meant to her and then how she passed it on to her friend. And when I hear those kinds of things, I get very teary about it, because for me, it's very emotional. This book came from my heart. I have spent most of my professional life being somebody that promotes women and promotes their health and promotes female friendship. And when I hear that my book has resonated with people and it's made such a difference and such a life change for them in their own friendships, then I can really sit back and say, there's some really good work in there. So
there is. I happen to know. I've read it. And we've got our lines open here for everyone. Everyone is getting entered in to win a copy. Give it to your girlfriend or someone that you know that could use a friend. The number to call here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Check Deborah out. She's at Deborah-Olson.com. You can get this book on Amazon, but you can call in here and get it from me for free. 602-277-5369. You've also won a lot of awards, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that because this book is award-winning.
It is, Carol. It is. And this book has won, I'm so happy to say, 6 literary awards, which for me, I'm in awe of that really because it's my first book ever, and I also am self-published. And so for me to win 6 literary awards in my first attempt at being an author, it's very humbling, and it's also just very sobering to me that people would read this book and just find the message and how it's put together with real-life stories and all that's in it so powerful. I will say that my editor, Candace Johnson, shout out to Candace in Portland, Oregon, she was my partner in making this book a really strive for excellence. That's what we were striving for. We were striving for excellence. She held my feet to the fire and really tried to make this a work of perfection. So shout out to Candace. So happy for her. But 6 literary awards for a first-time author. I'm just very honored.
You should be. And congratulations. Kudos
Thank
to you.
You.
Call
Thank
in here. Get this award-winning book through me. My number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Where else but on Networking Arizona would you even know that it is International Girlfriend Day and that you also would be talking about girlfriends and the book, The Healing Power of Girlfriends, on my show? So call in here and get the book. We've got everyone getting entered in to win. If you do a book club, any of you, get-togethers with your girlfriends, what a fun read. Number one, it's empowering, which, you know, for women is awesome. And it is great for book clubs or for groups of people to read, women to read. So you can call in here at 602-277-5369 and toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. I want to talk a little bit about the anatomy of a friendship, because that is either men or women, but let's talk a bit about what that looks like, because, you know, I think that we have different times when we are friends with some people and not with other times. What does it mean, the anatomy of friendship?
Yes, so basically I talk about the anatomy of the friendship in my book, and the reason that I put it like that, I guess, was I'm a nurse, so I'm coming at this from kind of a health perspective as a health professional, and we look at the anatomy of the body and the anatomy of lots of things. So for me, when I talk about the anatomy of friendships, I'm talking about how they operate, how they look, how they form. We look at boundaries, we look at personality types, we look at how power is used in relationships, because we know power can be a really good thing when it's used in a healthy way, but it can also be misused. And so we talk about all that in chapter 4 of my book, and I delve into what does a healthy friendship look like in terms of boundaries, and why do we need boundaries in the first place? And then I talk about personalities and how we're all a little bit different in the personality categories, but how can two people who are maybe very different, maybe one's extroverted, one's introverted, how can those come together and form a really special, deep friendship? Because we know we're all wired a little bit differently, and it doesn't have to be a deal killer if you're an extrovert and you are with a girlfriend who's very opposite from you and she has a whole different personality. So I look at all those things, and also a friendship history is a subtitle for one of the areas of chapter 4. And what I talk about with friendship histories is basically, you know, what we bring to the table when we're forming a friendship, what we bring to the table is everything we've been through in terms of friendships prior to that day. So we bring all that with us, and it can be good baggage or bad baggage, depending on how we leverage that. So something that might be what I would say good baggage, for instance, would be maybe we learned a lesson, a really good life lesson from a a really hard friendship we were in, and maybe that friendship didn't even last, but what we took away from that friendship at the end of it is some really good new skills and tools for how to navigate the waters of really difficult friendships. So we go into the next friendship a little more sophisticated, a little more empowered, a little more intelligent on how to walk through those troubled waters. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Now, we've got our lines open here for everyone to get entered in to win a copy of her book. You can get it at Amazon, but you can get it through me for free. The number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. The gal that was on before you had said that she gets a group of women that get together at the end of the year, which I know a lot of women, people like to do in general, but it's great. She said, oh, I would love this. This would be great as a group get together. And it is not, you know, obviously if you have a book club, yeah, but even if you don't, get some people together. Let me tell you something. We're going to talk about toxic friends, you know, because that happens too. Right now, what in our life, I think that it's so important, no matter what, we have to remember to be forgiving, right? And for any of that might happen, maybe you bring them back in your life and call them today and say, hey, it's International Girlfriend Day. Whatever happened between us, I want to put behind us. But there are also times that we need to do that. So, of course, we know that. You could check Deborah out on her website, which is Deborah-Olson.com. Call in here. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. Number here, 602-277-5369.
Tired of paying high hourly fees when you need a plumber? With Cobra Plumbing, you get the same great service as the other guys, but you pay by the job, not the hour. So if you have a residential plumbing issue, don't wait. Call Cobra Plumbing today. Plus, our work is guaranteed. So call us today for your free estimate. Call 602-663-8432. That's 602-663-8432. To see a list of our complete service offerings, go to cobraplumbing.net.
Craig Morton is Arizona's most innovative real estate agent, offering next-level services like strategic marketing for his clients so they can achieve their goals with above-average transaction management services. Positioned within the top 1% in his markets, Craig is also a licensed general contractor with certifications in energy-efficient building, enabling him to provide an unparalleled expertise to his clients. Let Morton team cater to your real estate needs. Call 623-910-6277 today or visit HelpingHappyPeopleBuyAndSellHomes.com. Helping happy people buy and sell.
When does it get easier? I hear that all the time from business owners and leaders that just aren't getting the same results from their hard work they used to. I'm Ken Kilday, and I work with business owners and leaders to unlock their leadership genius. Start today with a breakthrough strategy session and start making the cut. Call or text 602-820-6978 or online at makingthecut.biz. That's 602-820-6978 or online at makingthecut.biz.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Paragon Men's Health is now using their non-invasive pulse wave therapy to treat pain. Get relief now from neuropathy, tennis elbow, torn shoulders, hips, and even carpal tunnel syndrome. Rid yourself from the pain you have been needlessly suffering from and start your new life today. Call today for one free session and consultation at 623-439-5050. That's 623-439-5050. For more information, visit ParagonPulseWave.com.
What if I told you that getting Medicare coverage doesn't have to be a complicated process? Are you tired of being confused with the many coverage options available to you with Medicare? At Tapestry Insurance Group, let us help by taking the confusion and complication out of your Medicare options so you can get the coverage you need. Some available plans have no additional premium and may help lower your out-of-pocket costs. There's never a cost for a consultation with one of our licensed agents, so don't delay. Contact us at 602-541-7656 or visit tapestryinsurancegroup.com.
Did you know thermal imaging scans have been shown to detect breast cancer cells up to 10 years earlier than traditional mammography scans can? That's right, and thermal imaging scans are FDA approved as a less invasive and pain-free cancer screening adjunct. Switch your annual breast exam to thermography. Early detection is the key, so don't wait. Call Thermal Imaging Centers today, 623-243-7100. That's 623-243-7100. For more information, visit thermalimagingcenters.com.
If I traded it all.
So welcome Welcome back, everyone. We got a little extra time. I'm so excited we were able to do that today because it is International Girlfriend Day. And we have Deborah Olson, who is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. And we've got our lines open here for everyone to win the book. You certainly can go anywhere else and get it on Amazon or even on our website. You can also call in here. Our number here, 602-277-5369. Get it from me for free. So I want to talk also really bit about the toxic friend. You like the way I did that?
Yes, the toxic friends. Well, I get a lot of questions about this. I do a lot of speaking engagements now, and when I speak to women, they very often want to hear more about the toxic friends. And basically, people want to know how to spot them and what they should do. And toxic friends are pretty easy to spot once you sort of start practicing. You can see them because they display a lot of negative behaviors. So things like competition, anger, envy, revenge, rage, criticism, and narcissism. Those are all the things that are part of a toxic package. And these are people that when something really good happens to you, they're not necessarily happy for you. They're envious.
I hate that.
It's awful. It's awful. It doesn't feel good. And so those are not probably going to be your BFFs. If they're backstabbing you behind your back and talking against you to other girlfriends, probably not going to be your bestie. And so once you start to get good at really spotting these behaviors, you can see them in people, and you know that that's probably not going to be somebody that's worthy of your trust to be in a close friendship with.
Well, Deborah, though, too, we have friends that we've had forever that we would never expect anything like that to happen.
Right.
And sometimes it does. Sometimes girlfriends, unfortunately, do some things that are not so nice, right? It happens. It can
true.
Go for men, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when it happens with your girlfriend, it just seems to really hurt. And
yeah.
They are toxic, and mm-hmm. we do need to have to clean that out sometimes, unfortunately. And even though it's mm-hmm. International Girlfriend Day, we got to talk about that.
We do, because we have to honor our own boundaries, too, and try to be healthy. And the way I look at female friendship is I want to be that friend to other people that gives something of myself to help that person maybe live a happier life or a better life in some way. I want to give a piece of myself to them in an emotional supportive kind of way or whatever. If they're going through a health issue, I've got some friends that are going through some pretty big health stuff right now, and I want to be that friend that's there for them walking through that. No, it's not easy to go through that with them, but it's important that they feel supported and loved. And if you're running for the hills because that's too scary to get close to that, then that's unfortunate, and that does happen a lot, but it's really wonderful when we can step forward and lean into that friendship and say, I'm here for you, girl. I know you're going through some tough chemo stuff right now, but I got your back, and I'm here.
And you can call in here and get this book. For anyone that didn't hear, I want you to talk a little bit about, again, at the end of each chapter, what you've done and why you have those questionnaires for everybody, deep questions that they ask.
Yes, exactly. So at the end of each chapter, there are discussion questions, and those questions are, so I've been told by women who've actually done these questions in their book clubs, they've told me things like, you didn't just do superficial stuff here. It was diving deep, and one lady said that her group, I think there was 25 women in this book club, they spent 3 hours talking about one of the questions that had a couple different parts, that had part A and B, but they spent like 3 hours. They went around the table, and everybody really, really shared on a deep emotional way, and she said, we couldn't even get to the other questions because we were caught up with that one. She said, you really made us dive down deep, and she said, there were people that said things out loud to us in that group that day that they had never admitted out loud before.
Wow, and so how wonderful this is. It's a healing power of girlfriends, but it can also be healing power to yourself, too. Maybe you've
mm-hmm.
Lost a friend or you're not friends with somebody, how that could help you maybe even rekindle that. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Our lines are open here for everyone to get entered in to win the book. Our number here, 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Since it is International Girlfriend Day, we want to end on a nice note. And that's what the female friendships is, God's perfect gift.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And that's the premise of the book, is we were designed by our Creator, by God, to gather with our girlfriends and to have fellowship with them. We know that's true because when we honor that design, as the research now shows, we live our healthiest and longest lives. So it's really documented in the research, and it's quite profound. But we know this is true because that's how our brains, as females, were created by God. And I'll tell you a quick little story here as we end on a positive note. I was blessed last month in July to fly to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and meet with my Yaya sisters. And my Yaya sisters are mentioned in the book several times, and they're a major part of my story in the book. And we were able to have a little Yaya convention in Milwaukee for several days. We went to Lake Geneva. It was a lovely little getaway, and it filled my soul. It's so wonderful to come home, and your heart is so happy and so full, and you just are overflowing with this emotion of, I just got a whole picture. A whole picture was poured into my soul, and now I am full again. I'm whole and I'm full again. Because what we do as women is we spend all our time pouring into other people. And when we are the ones that are the recipients of the picture above us is getting poured into our soul by our Yaya sisters, our friends, then that's what it's really about. And that is the good stuff that happens. So if you're somebody that has a group of friends, or maybe it's just one bestie, gather with that person as soon as you can and let them pour into you as well.
So our number here is 602-277-5369, and toll free it's 1-866-536-1100. Everyone, you're going to love the book. It's a bestseller. It is a award-winning book, several awards. She said she got 6 awards for it. This is her first book she ever even wrote. It's The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Call in here. Keep on calling throughout the rest of the show. Our number here, 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. And people, right now, there's a lot of people. We have a lot of older folks here also listen to. Maybe you have that one girlfriend that you've had for years. Maybe it's a girlfriend that doesn't live. A lot of people don't live close together anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So what do we do about that part? It's like, you got to get on the phone and stop, get on the phone and talk instead
of
text.
Yes, we do, Carol. You're right. We do need to get on the phone or text. And what I like to say is be intentional. Be intentional with your friendships. It's like everything else, whether it's maintaining your car or maintaining your air conditioner in your home. We maintain things by deliberately taking our vehicle to the dealership and having them check everything under the hood. Well, that's how we have to also operate in our female friendships. Be deliberate. Think about that girlfriend that maybe is lonely right now. Maybe she's home for some reason and she's homebound. She can't get out. Think about her. Reach out to her. Text. Call her, send her a card and snail mail. I'm a big believer in, I love to open my mailbox and there's a handwritten address. Somebody has sent me a card. It's the best feeling in the world. So let's go get a card. Let's write a little message and put that in the mail. Make somebody's day.
You know, I totally agree with you. And I'm going to say most of the people that listening to this show probably understand it more than anyone, you know, younger than 40, right?
Yes.
Honestly, being in there's nothing like communication, and we're meant for that. We were created, but we were created to be with people, not necessarily alone. And if you know anyone who's alone, maybe you're just in your neighborhood that you know someone's alone, go knock on their door. If it's a woman, just say, you know, it is International Girlfriend Day, and I just wanted to say hello to you. But a lot of people today, they're not as close as they used to be because, you know, in their neighborhoods, a lot of people don't even talk to one another. They're so busy with their lives. But you know what? This is a great day for that. Make it a point. It doesn't have to always come to you. Sometimes you go to it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's 100% correct. And I will just tell you real quick that in June, I spoke at a Texas State, And these ladies had not been together face-to-face since before the pandemic. So it had been, I think their last convention, they said, was 3 years prior to this that they just had in June in Houston. I spoke to these women, and it was a huge ballroom full of ladies, 200 and some ladies. And these ladies were hugging each other, and there were tears because they called themselves sisters. And they were educators from the 20s all the way to some 80s. But their commitment as teachers, some of them retired, some still teaching, they know each other through this organization, and they were hungry for connection. I saw it in the room. It was palpable. And they were hugging each other, and there were tears. And I spoke to them. I did a presentation about my book and my book's and I sold out of books that day. After the presentation, I did a book signing. Carol, I sold out of books that day.
I hope it happens again today, because we've got our lines open here for everyone to be able to get the book. You're getting entered in to win. It's The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. And everyone gets to keep on calling in and get entered in to win. It is International Girlfriend Day. If you've got a girlfriend, and Deborah, I want to thank you not only for working with me as long as you have, but also for being my friend. I really appreciate you and being on the show and sharing all of this. Just keep on calling in and check her out on her website. It's Deborah-Olson.com. Again, the book is Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection, 602-277-5369.
Across the line, if I traded it all, if I could...